Johnson in for Clarence Ford this morning, and one of our favorite aunties returns back to the stage again, Auntie Mill. The show is called Things Get Real, comes to the Baxter Theatre from next week with a special run out in January. What can we expect from Mark Lottering's new musical comedy? Well, to tell us, yes, Mark, a very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Zane. How are you doing?
I am good. You know, Auntie Mill in my family and a number of families is like a pilgrimage. It's like the yearly thing that you have to do. And the thing is, you know, when a pilgrimage comes around, Mark, you can't go on complimentary tickets, Jimmy, you're Kashi Patal.
Of course.
You know,
that's
so,
the way it works.
So, you know, how have things changed for Auntie Mull since the beginning since becoming a granny to a little girl?
It's very interesting. You know, I was chatting with a director, Lara Foote, last night. And we seem to be looking at things in a very similar way, which obviously is great, in that we found it to be a trilogy, this album, because we've had two Auntie Mill musicals. And this one, it feels as though, you know, when you see the story, that this is the way that the story should go, and there shouldn't be another one after that. Having said that, though, we are having a really, really special time, because In the work, I've, you know, even with my stand-up comedy, I cannot help but to reflect what is happening in the world at the time when I'm writing. And we've been through a chaotic time over the past 2 years, and I'm not only referring to the pandemic. I mean, just politically, the world seems to have gone mad as well, and South Africa, no exception, and load shedding, all of that. So people have gone to very real places in their lives over the past 2 years, and it's impacted upon our lives in very different ways. And so we've brought the situation to Belgravia Road into Auntie Mill, into her life. So with the writing of this one, yes, it is funny, but I have to say to you, you know, there's been lots of crying in rehearsals as well, because they are very tender moments, which is how we've come up with the title, Things Get Real. So I'm so keen. You know, we start on Tuesday night, Zane, and I'm so keen to see how audiences are going to respond to this piece.
Mm. And, you know, navigating things like load shedding, the high cost of living, political tensions, and Auntie Mull has got to cope with all of this, you know. And she's got to navigate and keep this family together. And I think what this actually shows, and what I love about your show, is the fact that the everyday person identifies with all the issues that you bring out on stage. Will this show also be, follow that particular pattern?
Absolutely. It's so hard to have this discussion, because one doesn't also want to give away too much. But everybody has dealt with, over the past 2 years with loss, certainly there's been loss of life, but also financially, you know, people's homes have been, people needed to sell their homes and to make ends meet. And then just, we've got so many issues on the Cape Flats as well, which we would love to look the other way. But there are issues with gangsterism, with Tuk, and I've, you know, I've been in touch with these issues because people close to me, this kind of thing just impacts upon their lives. And so we brought this to the stage. So when you say that people sit in the audience and they can identify with it, it's precisely that that kind of turns me on when I go and watch something else. You know, you want to know that we are not just, yeah, we've got to put on a great show, but I also don't want to be in La La Land, as you know, that we are blind and that we are oblivious to the issues going on around us. So that for me is the magic of it all. When audience members sit and point, I mean, when I've been doing my comedy and when I do the Auntie Mill characters, people scream with laughter because they point to the person next to them and they go, that's your mother or that's our sister. And that is very important for me.
Mm. The title suggests that things will get real in Auntie Mull's house. So what can we expect? What are the bombshells, without giving too much away, in the house?
The bombshell, the play starts with, Mull's husband is played by Royston Stoffels, again, who's just me and absolutely marvelous to have him on board. And he's in hospital, and he's had a heart attack. And, you know, sometimes doctors tell you, you know, you should talk a lot more. You shouldn't carry these things. And Dennis has got a little secret that he's been walking around with. And, you know, it's about to explode because he has to tell Mo as to why he's carrying all of this tension. And what he says to her completely shakes her world. So I think that as much as I can say, but I want to focus on the liquor stuff as well. You know, we've got the most wonderful 8-piece band. We have 8 or 9 phenomenal actors on stage. These Royston Stoffels I've mentioned, Madiha Anders is in the piece. A real life daughter, Jawahir, is also there. Tankiso Mamabolo, which has got the most terrific voice, one of the best voices in the country. Crystal Fink, Angel September, and choreography by Grant Van Ster. So, and Laura Foote, as I said, is directing. And all the music, I've written new music for the show, so we've got original music, because that is always so special for us to have beautiful original songs. And I feel with this one, especially, you know, because you've got to get better at what you do. Otherwise, you know, it's just not worth it doing these things. And so I'm really proud of what we're putting up there on stage. And, yeah, I'd love, obviously, we would love for people to see it. And booking is quite heavy already. We cannot extend. We run until the 21st of Jan, and we cannot extend. So I do want to just let people know, please book in advance. Don't wait until the last minute, because we'd love to
see it. You actually mean don't be a Cape Townian and wait till the last minute.
Don't be a Cape Townian. Wait till the last minute and send me inboxes on Facebook to tell me you're related to my auntie.
Yes.
And you actually are lottering down the line and I should organize.
Yeah, you know, Mark, to get you in. What was very interesting to me when I looked at the cast, and this must be a nice working relationship between Jawahir Peterson and Madiha Anders, because it's mom and daughter. Did that unfold as a special relationship for them? Is it the first time that they're working together on stage or not?
The entire thing about that is that it's just coincidental. Jawahir came into audition for the role of Suraya Samsudin, Mull's neighbor. It used to be played by Carmen Momin, but Carmen's playing another role now. Carmen Momin is playing Mull's sister, who comes from Perth. That's the other bombshell, Moira. We finally get to meet Moira, who flies in from Perth to surprise Mo. So Jawahir came to audition for Suraya Samsudin, and then, you know, and then Madiha also came to audition for another role, and they didn't realize that they were both, their agent had called him about the same project. And so when they were cast, you know, as mother and daughter, it was special, I think, for everybody, because Madiha had not been on the Baxter stage in a very, very long time. And, of course, everybody remembers Madiha from District 6, the musical, when she sang that beautiful song, So Long Goodbye, which she still has to do when she goes out to do corporate gigs. So it's very special for Madiha to be back on stage. And I think the way people are going to see her in this show, she plays a character called Jesse Tofi, who's from Bounty Evil and has serious issues. So, and it's a very different role to, you know, a very different character to what Madiha is like. And then for the two of them to be together, I think they're only going to really feel it next week when the audiences come in, and for them to be standing on the same stage at the Baxter Theatre, where, you know, so much of Talib's work has been staged. They've never been on the same stage, and they've never been on the same stage at the Baxter. So it's going to be quite a moment for them, I predict. And for us to have the two of them together in the room is quite special as well.
It's on at the Baxter Theatre from the 29th of November till the 21st of January. I've got a voice note for you, Mark.
Morning, Zane. I would like you to suggest this to Mark. I have a problem with this name of Black Friday, but I don't want it called White Friday either. How about calling it Colored Friday? Please ask Mark what does he think of that. Faiza, yeah. Thank you, Zane.
Mark, did Auntie Mel go Black Friday shopping this morning?
No, Auntie Mel didn't go Black Friday shopping this morning. I'm not sure about Colored Friday, because surely the idea with Black Friday is, you know, people just want to make a whole lot of money. And we're coming from Cape Town, and if you're going to go and call something Colored Friday, everyone's going to want to organize something. You know, everybody's going to be looking for comps. So nobody's really going to be making money, if you use that terminology. But Auntie Merle didn't go for Black Friday. Auntie Merle is very rational, and she's just pretending that it's just another day. It's just another day.
Auntie Merle was hit by the interest rate increase yesterday. You go until the 21st of January. We've got a WhatsApp here, Mark. Is Auntie Merle coming to Johannesburg?
We have so many messages, Zane. Every day the Joburgers are asking me, and they are quite dickpick about it when they miss out, because we took the first Auntie Merle there to Joburg Theatre, and then the second one, Auntie Merle, is the girl we were going to go, and then COVID hit. It's just very expensive to run these shows, because you've got the cost, you know, we have the band, and so one needs, you know, you kind of need financial backing. I don't know, so if somebody's listening, I mean, I have to say in the voice of Auntie Merle, if somebody's listening and the Lord puts it on your heart, you have all this money and you don't know what to do with it, yeah, this is what it, be a vessel and take your finances and support the arts. So if somebody wants to be a vessel and support the arts and get us to Joburg, we'll go there with pleasure. I never close the door to these things, Zane, because I've lived my life like that. Everything is possible, and I'm constantly surprised. We never thought we'd be able to take the first one over, and we did. So who knows? You know, the truth in my heart is that I would love to take the show to Joburg. At the moment, we can't make it happen yet, but who knows what will happen down the line.
Mark Lottering chatting to us about Auntie Merle. Things get real, and things get real in the Auntie Merle's house. It's at the Baxter Theatre. Runs from the 29th of November till the 21st of January at the Pam Golding Theatre at the Baxter Theatre. Tickets range from 180 Rand to 260 Rand. There is a PG rating of 13, so you'll have to get a babysitter for the night. It starts at 7:30. each night and 3 p.m. for the matinee show, and you can get those tickets obviously at the Baxter Theatre.